Amos chapter 4, Mishnah 7. Acholetz levimto, if a man does chalitza from the woman. So a woman falls to him for yibum or chalitza, and he does chalitza with her. Doesn't marry, does the chalitza. Harayu ki echad min ha'achin lenachala. When it comes to inheritance of the late brother's property, so he becomes as like a normal brother. And what the Mishnah is saying is the fact that he did chalitza with her, we don't punish him for doing that. Is basically what it's saying. He's still treated as one of the brothers for the laws of inheritance of the late brother's property. Okay? Yeah. If there's a father over there, then all of the property is going to go to the father of the late brother. That's how the inheritance laws would work. But if there's no father over there, then it's going to go, and there's no children, obviously, otherwise there'd be no chalitza, then it's going to go to the brothers. So he would inherit his late brother as one of the other brothers. Akonis es yevimto, if he does marry her, he does do yibum with her, zacha benachasim shel achiv, then he gets all of the brother's properties. If he takes all of his brother's property. So if he does yibum with her, he gets the wife and all of the property. It doesn't now fall for inheritance. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. He says, Bain kach bain kach, im yasham av, nechasim shel av. He says, no, it would, if there's a father, it would fall to the father, meaning it goes, the property doesn't follow the wife, it follows the laws of inheritance. But he brings in the kachi that the law's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So if a man does yibum with a woman, he also gets all of his late brother's property. That's how it would work. Acholetz levimto, if he does chalitza with a woman, who asa bikrovaseha, he now becomes forbidden to her relatives. Vehi asura bikrova, she becomes forbidden to his relatives. Okay, they've done chalitza, and now there's a prohibition that falls in. He can't marry her relatives, and she can't marry his relatives. So, because they've done chalitza, it's like almost like a divorce. So rabbinically, from then on, he can't marry her relatives. So, for example, who asur be'ima, he can't marry after that her mother, right? If he does chalitza with a woman, he can never, at a later stage, marry her mother, or her mother's mother, the grandmother, or the grandmother on the father's side, or her daughter, or her granddaughter, whether it comes from the daughter or the son's side. Or her sister, bisman she came as while she's still alive. So in all of those cases, he can't marry the relative. You got that? If he does chalitza with a woman, he can't marry any of her relatives that we've just listed. Va'achin mutarin. But the other brothers can marry her relatives. They can marry her. They can't marry her because one of the brothers did chalitza with her. But they now, the other brothers can marry her relatives. The brother who did chalitza can't. So like if he fancies her daughter, she'd let one of the other brothers do chalitza. So that then he'll be allowed to marry a daughter, otherwise he can't, right? The hiyasura ba'aviv, and so too, she is forbidden to marry his father. He does, if they do chalitza, she can't marry his father. Uva'aviv, or the father's father, uvinoi, or the son, uva'benbenoi, the grandson, ba'achiv, or the brothers, right, meaning she can't marry, she does chalitza with one of them, she can't marry the other brothers afterwards. Uba ben achiv, and also the sons of the brothers. Okay, and then finishes off the Mishnah, mutar adam bekrevav tsaras chalutzasoi. A man is permitted to marry the relatives of the co-wives of a woman who has done chalitza with. How's that all mouthful? Okay, so if a man does chalitza with a woman, and she has co-wives. All of those co-wives are going to be released now. Okay? Straightforward. He is now permitted to, he's not allowed to marry her relatives that he did chalitza with, but the relatives of the co-wives he can marry. Okay? Not so hard, actually. V'asa b'tzaras krevas chalutzasa, but he may not marry the co-wife of his chalutza's relatives. What's this guy talking about? If a man does chalitza with a woman, and she has a sister, right? So he's not allowed to marry the sister. That's a relative of his, the woman he did chalitza with. That's what we just said in the whole Mishnah. If she has co-wives from another marriage, completely separate marriage, he's also forbidden from marrying any of those co-wives. And why? Quotes Rashi over here that brings that when a woman normally comes to court to do chalitza, she usually brings her sister. And people are not going to actually know which person he was doing chalitza with. Did he do it with the woman he was supposed to do it? They might get confused and think he did it with the sister. So therefore, they forbade this man from marrying the sister's co-wives. Because otherwise, people are going to say, you can do chalitza with a woman and then marry her co-wives. So to prevent people from getting confused, they instituted this special decree that a man can't marry his, if he does chalitza with a woman, he's not allowed to marry her sister. And he's also not allowed to marry the co-wives of his sister.
So one might come to think that you could marry the sister.
One might come to think that you could marry a co-wife of a woman you've done chalitza with. Because when they see the two sisters coming to court, they're not going to know who he did chalitza with. People just see them coming to court. They don't know which sister he's doing chalitza with and which he's not. And so to prevent that confusion, they put in this special rabbinical decree.
So just this quick